other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's May Day, the ancient Druidic High Holy Day that was adopted by the murdering communist near the beginning of the last century. And today in the United States, millions of illegal aliens and their supporters are boycotting America, boycotting, why, to show everyone how they make the country run, they make the country operate. If it wasn't for all of this third world labor, we'd all be in the poorhouse. Kind of like the Democrats and Republicans tell us how wonderful China is deindustrializing the United States, how wonderful it is that almost all Americans have seen their pay go down the last decade and our manufacturing go offshore. So we'll get into a very important article that Paul Watson and I put out with some new developments. Bushite neocons responsible for May Day immigration protest. And we have the variant headline over at Infowars.com that Bush and Fox governments hire U.S. PR firm to stage demonstrations and rallies. Today's scenes do not herald new civil rights movement, only invading army of foreigners, a fifth column. We'll get into this report. Also, speaking of Mexico, something good they're doing, but I'll give you my take on why they're doing it, and it's not for a good reason. Mexico to legalize personal pot, cocaine, and heroin use. Also, Colbert lampoons Bush at White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Bush not amused. We're going to play the whole thing coming up in exactly 30 minutes, 45 seconds. So at the bottom of the hour, when we come out of that break at 33 after, we will play the entire 13-minute piece, and then continue with the news. In the meantime, we'll get into the open borders and the Iran situation that's really starting to heat up. MSNBC had a big poll. Do you believe President Bush misled the nation in order to go to war with Iraq? 94% say yes. Meanwhile, the Boston Globe has the headline, Bush challenges hundreds of laws. President cites powers of his office. Now, if I say I believe that the criminalization of marijuana is bad, and then I go and protest the law, I'm challenging it. Or if once I'm in court, say I've been taken in, hypothetically I don't smoke marijuana, but let's say I've been taken in for having a marijuana cigarette, a joint, and I then challenge the law in court, that would be different. No. Bush just says he's above the law, and that's called tyranny. In fact, the comment here is the headline should read, Bush breaks hundreds of laws. If you or I challenge the law in the same way Bush has, we would be in jail. Again, the headline should read, Bush breaks hundreds of laws. If you or I challenge the law in the way Bush has, we would be in jail. So we'll get into this whole above the law position that Bush and his controllers have. Really scary article here out of the Associated Press. Bird flu hitting TV screens May 9th. And it says here that the martial law, barbed wire surrounding neighborhoods, troops, total control, all part of the conditioning. By the way, we have the Schindlers who haven't been on with us since they murdered, since they took the food and water away from Terry Schiavo Schindler. And it's of course, been the one-year anniversary late last month. We have them joining us coming up the third hour because now Michael Cockroach Schiavo, this poster boy for the pro-euthanasia death crowd, has created a new foundation trying to block what the Schindlers are doing, trying to save others. All part of the culture of death feeds right into the Professor Pianka. 90% of us need to die. The dying needs to start now. We'll be talking about the whole pro-death crowd in the second hour. We'll have open phones throughout the broadcast. Powerful show lined up for you. You'll want to stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is May Day, Communist Celebration Day, Occultic Celebration Day for all the illegal aliens running around in our streets trying to disrupt our nation with the goal of, quote, shutting the U.S. down. We'll be getting into that coming up in about 20 minutes. We're going to play the entire speech that Mr. Colbert of Comedy Central gave at the White House Correspondents' Ball. It is classic, and I just love the satirical approach that he takes, agreeing with everything that's happening. So we'll be rolling that. Bush was not pleased, though. He was pleased when Ozzy Osbourne was there talking about raining death and hell and destruction, but he didn't like Colbert and was visibly shaken and upset about it. But let me go ahead and launch into this first. This is from PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, several weeks ago, we pointed this out and really broke the news. And it's funny. We can write a little story, say, about cell phones being bad for your brain, or we can put a story out about a Second Amendment issue. I never know what's going to get picked up by thousands of websites and get millions of visitors. We just report on what we think is most important, and there seems to be no rhyme or reason in what stories get legs and are big. This story should be huge. This story should be one of the biggest things in the country. It's easily verifiable. I don't even care if PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com gets visitors. This is something that thousands of other sites, hundreds of other immigration sites, pro and con, should be reporting on. It is mega scandalous. It shows that all of the past 4+ weeks of demonstrations and protesting and riot light taking over roads, the rest of it, that we've been seeing is staged. Now, there was a Dallas Morning News article on Christmas Day, December 25th of last year, 4-5 months ago. And it said that the PR firm that Bush used for his gubernatorial run, his presidential run, you know, these are Edward Bernays mastermind types. It's the same group that Fox used in 2000 to get elected. This is so important that they were engaged by the president of Mexico to stage mass demonstrations and protest and to steer a major political move inside the United States to harness this literal fifth column of 25 to 30 million illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico, to bully the American people into backing off and shooting down legislation in the House and Senate that would make it a felony for these illegal aliens to be here illegally, and that would also get a little bit of funding, a small increase of funding for the border and Border Patrol. In your face, openly in the Dallas Morning News, the PR firm admitted they'd been hired to do this. Now, since then, the Associated Press and others have reported that, indeed, the Spanish media did coordinate the demonstrations for 3 months beforehand, that it was a concerted effort with talking points, that it was a unified program. You saw that with the white shirts and the American flags. But imagine the magnitude of this if the American people learned that George Bush and Vicente Fox met at the ranch in December, came up with this plan, hired the PR firm, sent the PR firm out for the next 3+ months to prepare and stage this whole event. Meanwhile, the English-speaking media, owned by the globalists, is saying, oh, they're friendly immigrants, they love America, oh, they just want a better life, they're good people. They're trying to pacify the population of the U.S., whether you're Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter, people that love America and are citizens or here legally, who are the vast majority. Now the numbers are almost 92%. It was like, 91.7 in a big Gallup poll. It's gone from 87 to 91%+. That's mainstream news now. So it's backfired, so they're attempting to keep the demonstrations going to try to spin it, because the first 2 weeks that we saw all the Mexican flags and the "This is our continent" and "Get out, gringo," it backfired. The PR firm was unable to control the majority of the reconquerors that are here. But the news, what's really important is that this is admittedly staged, and it was in the Dallas Morning News, there was a blurb in the AP, but they're only telling you about part of the story. And if the American people learn that Bush is literally with Fox staging all of this, if you think they're mad now, they're really going to get mad. So I'm begging everyone, go to prisonplanet.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Get the new article we put out last night and this morning. Paul really wrote it last night with some of my input. Article by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Get this out to everyone and tell these websites. Tell these websites, please, please, please write your own stories. Check out our claims. Find out they're true. Read the Dallas Morning News from 4+ months ago. And then write your own articles about this. This is the zeitgeist. This can bring them down. This will expose them. This is so important. Now, I got to give credit where credit's due. Common Dreams, which is a big, huge liberal website, did put out a report, and it's somewhere here in my massive stack. I'll get to it later. I was trying to find it during the last break. I printed it Saturday. I literally have a story of over 100 articles, a stack of over 100 articles here in the stack. I was trying to find it. But Common Dreams has an article admitting that NAFTA created the influx of these illegal aliens or accelerated it, and that Bush wants this, and that Bush is manipulating the illegal aliens, the illegal immigrants. Now, they don't have all the details. They haven't done the research that we've done. But even the liberals, real liberals, see what's happening. Also, imagine if you explained all these illegal aliens and their supporters, who are out there in many cases protesting Bush, if you explained to them, I mean, they got signs saying Bush hired the Minutemen and other such delusional statements whenever Bush is called the Minutemen vigilantes. Imagine if we're able to educate the illegal alien population that this is a staged op between our two governments. This is about globalization. This is about globalism. This is about getting rid of our borders. It's that simple. And notice our media tells the American people, don't protest, lay down, don't get involved. You're extremists when you protest. You know, you're weirdos. Oh, you might get arrested. They send riot police out for even small demonstrations of conservatives or liberals, land rights activists, anti-war demonstrators. Notice how they act whenever, you know, a mainstream group that's pro-America does something. But then when these illegal aliens do all this, you don't see riot police. The media spins everything they do as good. The media barely reports back in the newspapers how the illegal aliens have been attacking blacks and whites all over the country. It's terrible. So here's the article. Bushite neocons responsible for May Day immigration protest today seems do not herald new civil rights movement, only invading army of foreigners. Today's massive immigration protests, which are being afforded lavish and complimentary media attention, were orchestrated by the neocons and the Bush administration and represent a fifth column movement openly intent on destroying America as we know it. The agenda is multifaceted and includes protecting government drug running operations, balkanizing the U.S. and lowering the standard of living, and inciting race riots that lead to the justification of martial law and internment procedures being implemented. As we reported last month, in late December of 2005, Mexican President Vicente Fox hired a lobbying firm to sweeten political sentiment in the U.S. towards Mexicans and immigration issue. The exact same PR firm that was hired by the GOP political consultant helped George W. Bush defeat Ann Richards for the governorship of Texas in 94 and worked on both Bush's presidential campaigns as well as working on President Fox's campaign. Rob Allen of Rob Allen & Co. secretly engineered Fox's 2000 presidential victory and is closely tied with George W. Bush. And that's what the Dallas Morning News says. So, again, they're doing it now here secretly, but it's really no secret at all. The very media being PR'd, being part of this program, taking orders from Rob Allen Co., is helping cover this up. Let's break that dam of news blackout. There can be no doubt that a foreign government is working in tandem with the government of the United States and a powerful politically connected public relations firm to manufacture consent and to hold back a growing grassroots movement to defend America's sovereignty. The LA Times reported that Vicente Fox hired Allen & Co. when the rumblings of immigration reform began to be heard in Congress. The firm was hired to create a mechanism to sway public opinion in favor of Mexico and Mexican immigrants into the U.S. At the same moment, public concern over border security was beginning to reach a fever pitch. The timing is impeccable. The legislation that Fox found so shameful, that's a quote, is the very same that is being protested so vehemently by hundreds of thousands around the country. The mainstream media's massive protest coverage kept coming back to a few central themes. The protesters are against criminalizing the illegals crossing into the U.S. borders, and they are seeking a blanket amnesty for undocumented immigrants currently residing in the country. Fox turned to Allen & Co. to push this very agenda and to defeat specific legislation. It even says in the article that they were going to defeat the legislation, which they now have done. An L.A. Times report of last December's announcement quotes Allen pictured on his tactics on behalf of Fox. Our focus is on public opinion, which influences policy outcomes in Congress, said Allen, 46, who grew up in Huntington Beach, California, and moved to Texas when he was in high school. There is a huge misperception among the U.S. public about Mexico. Allen set up a phony human rights front group called Democracy Watch, supposedly to monitor elections in Mexico. The group solicited donations and used money to illegally sway the Mexican election in favor of Vicente Fox. When we get back, I'll finish up the article. It's lengthy and detailed. Good job, Paul Watson. So here it is, the smoking gun. This can really hurt him. We can expose this as being staged. If not, they're going to cement this new, quote, civil rights movement, and they're going to use it to bust open the sovereignty of this nation. PrisonPlanet.com.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, Allen set up a phony human rights front group called Democracy Watch, supposedly to monitor elections in Mexico. The group solicited donations and used the money to illegally sway the Mexican election in favor of Vicente Fox. That's the LA Times. So understand, these guys overthrow governments. These people get politicians elected. This is hardcore propaganda. The scenes you will witness on the streets of America over the next few days do not illustrate a new civil rights movement, but an invading army of militant foreigners bankrolled and supported by predominantly white, rich neocons and neo-libs who are using the different Mexican race groups as a vice to crush the sleeping American middle class. The real agenda embraced by the ringleaders of the protest are still being whitewashed and covered up by the mainstream media. The demonstrators are part of an orchestrated advance on the part of a race hate movement that seeks to enact a brutal program of ethnic cleansing that will wipe uncooperative whites and blacks from the South and southwestern states of the map, as detailed in our previous article. The Aslan movement openly states its goal is to create a separatist state that encompasses the entire southern and western states. Their version of Hitler's Mein Kampf is the Plan of San Diego, which was actually German financed, by the way, which outlines the plan to ethnically cleanse the entire region of whites and blacks by mass genocide. Metz's own slogan reads, "For the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing." And the head of Chicano Studies up at UT Arlington has stated all whites must die. Now, he's not just saying all whites 16 and older, white males. The catalyst for the agenda to intern millions of Americans deemed subversive in a time of manufactured chaos could be race riots kickstarted by radicalizing Mexican Klan groups and their establishment controllers. During our reporting on the immigration protests that are a front for the violent separatist Aslan movement, watching Spanish TV news stations, we were able to ascertain that the marchers were not wholly or an organic response to the introduction of an immigration bill, but were being artificially promoted and organized by the Spanish language media. The very next day, the Associated Press reported that as many as 500,000 people who crammed downtown Los Angeles on Saturday to protest legislation that would make criminals out of illegal immigrants learned where, when, and even how to demonstrate from the Spanish language media. For English-speaking America, the mass protests in Los Angeles and other U.S. cities over the past few days have been surprising for their size and seeming spontaneity. This is from the AP. But they were organized, promoted, and publicized for weeks by Spanish-language radio hosts and TV anchors as a demonstration of Hispanic pride and power. Last week, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff dismissed concerns over repeated incursions on U.S. soil by Mexican military and drug runners, calling claims of border war scare tactics. Yeah, the State Department just says it's more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. Over the past few years, there have been hundreds of incidents of rocket attacks, drive-by shootings, murders of sheriffs and police chiefs, and abductions of U.S. citizens. If Al-Qaeda was engaging in this kind of behavior, it would be all over the front pages without recourse. Sheriff Rick Flores, whose jurisdiction includes vast swaths of the southern border, told the London Telegraph last week, "Yeah, it's a war. These people are sophisticated and they are organized. They wear body armor and helmets just like our soldiers in Iraq. They have no respect for life and are not afraid of law enforcement on this side." The National Executive Director of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, Al Garza, calls the southern border a war zone and says that areas of South Texas and Arizona are more dangerous per capita than Israel's West Bank. He repeated that. "We are virtually at war. We should, in fact, deploy our military to the borders. You do that and you will seize all these criminals and all these drug cartels that do what they want to do," Garza told the Alex Jones Show. Continuing, Mexican drug commandos, organized Los Zetas, have been carrying out kidnappings of American citizens and politically motivated assassinations, which have stretched from the border town of Nuevo Laredo through Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, all the way to Nashville, Tennessee, and Atlanta, Georgia. I would add Indianapolis, Indiana. Why should the U.S. government make it easier for drug smuggling death squads to enter the country? Because the U.S. government controls Los Zetas and uses it as the front group for their narco empire, just like they're staging the demonstrations. Retired DEA agent Sully Costello III served 12 years in the Drug Enforcement Agency, where he built cases against organized drug rings in Manhattan, raided jungle cocaine labs in the Amazon, conducted aerial eradication operations in Guatemala, and assembled and trained anti-narcotics units in several countries. Costello affirms the truth is that there are still working for the U.S. government in protecting drug routes to keep the wheels of Wall Street oil. Costello has gone on the record to state that the commandos are working directly for the U.S. government drug cartel in carrying out hits on rival drug smugglers who aren't paying their cut. This is why President Bush attacked the Minutemen as vigilantes, and the Border Patrol in Arizona were ordered to stand down and not arrest people who illegally crossed the border in order to make the Minutemen look bad and ineffective. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Schindler's, whose daughter, Terry Shiloh Schindler, was killed a little over a year ago, will be joining us with some new shocking developments in the whole culture of death. I'm going to go ahead and play the entirety of Colbert's speech, the host of Comedy Central's Colbert Report. Colbert does the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Stephen Colbert spoke tonight at the dinner and lampooned, this from a few days ago, pretty much everything he could think of, and Helen Thomas. I think the second half of this performance, because it includes the General Scalia, the press briefing, and the EMP reported. And again, this is a clip. This is just part of it from Crooks and Liars. Here's the article reporting on it from the Associated Press. Colbert lampoons Bush and White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Not Amused, a blistering comedy tribute to President Bush by Comedy Central's talk show host Stephen Colbert at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night left George and Laura Bush unsmiling at its close. Earlier, the president had delivered his talk to the 2,700 attendees, including many celebrities and top officials, with the help of a Bush impersonator. Colbert, who spoke in the guise of a talk show character who ostensibly supports the president strongly, urged Bush to ignore his low approval ratings, saying that they were based on reality, and reality has a well-known liberal bias. So again, even though Colbert is saying a lot of things that are true, he acts like the liberals are basically going to save everybody. You know, he's sarcastic about it. No, the Democratic Party is almost completely 100% on board with Bush. He attacked those in the press who claimed that the shakeup at the White House was merely rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. He said, this administration is soaring, not sinking, he said. If anything, they are rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg. Speaking of the famous airship filled with hydrogen that exploded over the U.S., Colbert told Bush he could end the problem of protest by retired generals by refusing to let them retire. He compared Bush to Rocky Balboa in the Rocky movies, always getting punched in the face, and Apollo Creed as everything else in the world. He went on to say, turning to the war, he declared, I believe that the government that governs best is a government that governs least, and by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq. But enough of Alex Jones reading some of these one-liners. Go ahead and roll it. This is Colbert from the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Isn't that an exciting clip, folks? John, do you feel like playing that for me, or are we going to roll that clip?
As excited as I am to be here with the president, I am appalled to be surrounded by the liberal media that is destroying America, with the exception of Fox News. Fox News gives you both sides of every story, the president's side and the vice president's side. But the rest of you, what are you thinking? Reporting on NSA wiretapping or secret prisons in Eastern Europe? Those things are secret for a very important reason. They're super depressing. And if that's your goal, well, misery accomplished. Over the last 5 years, you people were so good. Over tax cuts, WMD intelligence, the effect of global warming, we Americans didn't want to know, and you had the courtesy not to try to find out. Those were good times, as far as we knew. But listen, let's review the rules. Here's how it works. The president makes decisions. He's the decider. The press secretary announces those decisions, and you people of the press type those decisions down. Make, announce, type. Just put them through a spell check and go home. Get to know your family again. Make love to your wife. Write that novel you got kicking around in your head. You know, the one about the intrepid Washington reporter with the courage to stand up to the administration? You know, fiction. Because really, what incentive do these people have to answer your questions after all? I mean, nothing satisfies you. Everybody asks for personnel changes. So, the White House has personnel changes. And then you write, oh, they're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. First of all, that is a terrible metaphor. This administration is not sinking. This administration is soaring. If anything, they are rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg. Now, it's not all bad guys out there. There's some of the heroes out there tonight. Christopher Buckley, Jeff Sachs, Ken Burns, Bob Schieffer. I've interviewed all of them. By the way, Mr. President, thank you for agreeing to be on my show. I appreciate it. I was just as shocked as everyone here is. I promise you. How's Tuesday for you? I've got Frank Rich, but we can just bump him. I mean, bump him. I know a guy. Say the word. See who we got here tonight. We got General Mosley, Air Force Chief of Staff. We got General Peter Pace, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They still support Rumsfeld. Right, you guys aren't retired yet, right? Right, they still support Rumsfeld. Look, I've got a theory about how to handle these retired generals. I've caused all this trouble. Don't let them retire. Come on, we've got a stop-loss program. Let's use it on these guys. I've seen Nazini in that crowd on Wolf Blitzer. If you're strong enough to go on one of those pundit shows, you're strong enough to stand on a bank of computers and order men into battle. Come on. Jesse Jackson is here. The Reverend. Haven't heard from the Reverend in just a little while. I had him on the show. It was a very interesting interview, very challenging interview. You can ask him anything, but he's going to say what he wants at the pace that he wants. It's like boxing a glacier. Enjoy that metaphor, by the way, because your grandchildren will have no idea what a glacier is. Justice Scalia is here. Justice Scalia, may I be the first to say, welcome, sir. You look fantastic. How are you? Stocking some Sicilian with my faison. John McCain is here. John McCain, what a maverick. Somebody find out what fork he used on his salad. Because I guarantee you it wasn't a salad fork. This guy could have used a spoon. There's no predicting him. By the way, Senator McCain, so wonderful to see you coming back into the Republican fold. I've actually got a summer house in South Carolina. Look me up when you go to speak at Bob Jones University. So glad you've seen the light, sir. Mayor Nagin. Mayor Nagin is here from New Orleans, the chocolate city. Yeah, give it up. Mayor Nagin, I'd like to welcome you to Washington, D.C., the chocolate city with a marshmallow center. And a graham cracker crust of corruption. It's a Malamar, I guess is what I'm describing. It's a Malamar. It's a seasonable cookie. Joe Wilson is here. Joe Wilson, right down here in front, the most famous husband since Desi Arnaz. And, of course, he brought along his lovely wife, Valerie Plame. Oh, my God. Oh, what have I said? Gee, Minetti. I am sorry, Mr. President. I meant to say he brought along his lovely wife, Joe Wilson's wife. Patrick Fitzgerald's not here tonight, right? Okay, dodged a bullet. And of course, we can't forget, man of the hour, new press secretary, Tony Snow. Secret Service name, Snow Job. Toughest job. What a hero. Took the second toughest job in government, next to, of course, the ambassador to Iraq. Got some big shoes to fill, Tony. Big shoes to fill. Scott McClellan could say nothing like nobody else. McClellan, of course, eager to retire, really, really felt like he needed to spend more time with Andrew Card's children. Then, Mr. President, I wish you hadn't made the decision so quickly, sir. I was vying for the job myself. I think I would have made a fabulous press secretary. I have nothing but contempt for these people. I know how to handle these clowns. In fact, sir, I brought along an audition tape. And with your indulgence, I'd like to at least give it a shot. So, ladies and gentlemen, my press conference.
I have a brief statement. The press is destroying America. Okay, let's see who we got here today. Stretch. Sir Nerdlington. Sloppy Joe. Terry Lemon Moran Pie. Dope. Doubting Thomas, always a pleasure. And Suzanne Mal, hello! Yes.
Will the vice president be available soon to answer all questions himself?
I've already addressed that question. You.
Walter Cronkite, the noted CBS anchor.
No, he's the former CBS anchor. Katie Couric is the anchor of the CBS Evening News. Wait, how do you guys feel about that? You tousled hair, guy in the back. Are you happy about Katie Couric taking over the CBS Evening News?
No, sir, Mr. Colbert. Are you?
Oh, look, we woke David Gregory up. David, do you have a question?
Did Carl Rove commit a crime?
I don't know. I'll ask him. Carl, pay attention, please.
Do you stand by your statement from the fall of 2003 when you were asked specifically about Carl and Elliot Abrams and Scooter Libby, and you said, I've gone to each of those gentlemen, and they have told me they are not involved in this. Do you stand by that statement?
Nah, I was just kidding.
No, you're not finishing. You're not saying anything. You stood at that podium and said...
That's where you're wrong. New podium. Just had it delivered today. Get your facts straight, David.
This is ridiculous. The notion that you're going to stand before us after having commented with that level of detail and tell people watching this that somehow you've decided not to talk, you've got it.
I'm sorry, what's that, David? If I can't hear you, I can't answer your question. I'm sorry. I have to move on. Yeah. Terry.
After the investigation began, after the criminal investigation was underway, you said... All of a sudden you have respect for the sanctity of the criminal investigation?
No, I never had any respect for the sanctity of a criminal investigation. Activist judges. Yes, Helen.
You're going to be sorry.
What you going to do, Helen? Ask me for a recipe?
Your decision to invade Iraq has caused the deaths of thousands of Americans and Iraqis. Wounds of Americans and Iraqis for a lifetime.
Okay.
Every reason given, publicly at least, has turned out not to be true.
I don't think...
My question is, why did you really want to go to war?
Helen, I'm going to stop you right there.
You stepped into
That's
the
enough.
White House.
From
your
no.
cabinet, former cabinet officers, intelligent people, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What was your real reason?
Sorry, Helen, I'm moving on.
When did the president...
Guys, no, I already said no. Guys, please don't let Helen do this to what was a lovely day.
Now the girl has a sense of
power. No, I'm not listening to you. Look what you did, Helen. I hate you.
Out of here.
There is a wall here.
And then he basically gets chased around by the White House press corps in this little skit he did. It's pretty hilarious. You can watch it up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now. We're going to break here in a minute or two. When we get back, I want to get into some really serious news, shifting gears from the Associated Press. Bird flu hitting TV screens May 9th. And listen to the first few paragraphs. Bodies piling up so quickly it takes dump trucks to haul them away. Barbed wire to keep whole neighborhoods quarantined. It's Hollywood's version of bird flu, a blur of fact and fiction that some scientists say could confuse the public. Well, I'll tell you what's behind this after we get back from break. But before we do break, I want to encourage all listeners of this radio broadcast, whether you're listening on an AM or FM station, global shortwave, the internet, satellite, I want to encourage you to go to our secure online shopping cart at the video and bookstore on Infowars.com. And to look at all the videos and books that I have produced, that I have written, that we carry by other wonderful authors, and to take advantage of some of the discounts that we have available. So you can get some of my films for as low as $5.95 apiece when you get multiple copies of other documentaries. Or in some cases, you can even get free books or videos when you make bulk orders of just a few documentaries. We have a lot of different specials. In fact, there was 14 specials. Now there's 16 different specials on Infowars.com. Go there. Get Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, the preeminent 9-11 film that I produced last year. Get the original I made 4 years ago, 9-11 The Road to Tyranny, that some say is still the best. I think it's excellent. Go to Infowars.com and get Loose Change, second edition. You may have seen it online, but get a high-quality DVD copy of this amazing 9-11 film that's getting so much attention. Go to Infowars.com and get the new video we're carrying, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1. It's so important to understand where we are today. It's riveting information. And when you get my videos, you're authorized to make copies for non-profit educational purposes. When you get my documentaries, you're authorized to make copies. I want you to. I beg you to. In fact, if you've already ordered the films and you have them, and you've already watched them and you were impressed with them, please burn a few extras. Make a few extra copies on VHS. Give them to your pastor. Give them to your imam, your rabbi, whatever. Give them to community leaders in your area. Show them at your local college or at the local library. Do what tens of thousands of other Americans have done. Get involved. Take action. There's also another great activist tool. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions available there at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, or get a yearly subscription and you get 3 months free. You can download all my films and burn them onto disc, burn them onto DVD, over 1,000 pieces of media, over 2 years up and operating. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. We'll come back into the bird flu. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
At every level of our society. It's all about crisis. It's about terror. It's about you're in danger. Only the government can save you. You need the government. You need to relinquish your liberty and you'll get security. Why, there's going to be smallpox outbreaks. It's going to happen. Remember 4 years ago for a full year? Oh, now SARS. It's going to kill hundreds of millions. It could kill billions worldwide. Oh, it's all over. But don't worry. Certain defense contractor-controlled drug companies have drugs for you that will save you. So they also make money off scaring everyone. And now, oh, it's the bird flu. It's coming. It's going to be here by the winter of 05. It's going to kill everyone. 3 billion humans could die. Hundreds of millions of Americans. It's going to happen. And then we're here on air going, well, if it does, it's going to be the globalists. They're the ones cooking up all these bioweapons. This bird flu isn't even a threat at its current configuration. And I remember 6 years ago seeing a Nightline piece on ABC where they did drills where smallpox is released. They used real riot footage from hurricane-ravaged areas and then did the newscast like it was real reports saying, we've been hit by smallpox. Millions are dying. Martial law has been declared. All of this is drilling us and conditioning us to accept it. And now they've moved on to bird flu. And all of this is psychologically preparing us, acclimating us. So when the globalists really pull this, we've seen 20 different TV programs and news shows over the years telling us how to respond and how to behave. This is by Andrew Bridges, Associated Press, May 1st. Bird flu hitting TV screens May 9. Bodies piling up so quickly it takes dump trucks to haul them all away. Barbed wire to keep whole neighborhoods quarantined. It's Hollywood's version of bird flu. A blur of fact and fiction that some scientists say could confuse the public. Fatal Contact, Bird Flu in America, an ABC made-for-television movie, airs May 9th, just as scientists are to begin testing of wild birds in Alaska that could herald the arrival of bird flu in North America. Scientists fear that bird flu virus could evolve so it could be passed from human to human, sparking a global pandemic. Well, even if it does go human-to-human transmission, it doesn't necessarily mean that'll happen. That's where most flus come from, is birds. The two-hour movie plays up the notion to the fullest with a running ticker that tallies the tens of millions of victims worldwide. In one scene, the bodies are thrown on a pyre like the carcasses of cows torched in the 2001 foot-and-mouth disease outbreak in Great Britain. The producers of the movie, from the winner of 2002's Atomic Twister, bill their work as the thinking man's disaster film. It's PSYOPs, folks. It's PR. We call this a plausible worst-case scenario. This could actually happen. It may not be this bad, but it could be this bad. See, this way, if the globalists pull a bird flu attack that only kills a few thousand, they can still have the hysteria, the lockdowns, and then say the military lockdowns saved us and only a few thousand died. Oh, see, then they set the precedent. The reason to portray it this way is to kind of give a wake-up call to everyone. And this is something we shouldn't ignore and that we should be prepared for, as we should be, said Diane Crew, one of the movie's executive producers. So there they are admitting this is to get you ready. This is to show you how to respond. How many years have I told you that before the globalists really release a super bioweapon, they'll have lots of little mini scares and mini releases to get the police state in place? And by letting them put the police state in place, you guarantee that the Malthusian, Dr. Pianca types in government will launch a real attack in America that will kill large numbers of people, including members of your family, possibly even you. Now, how did I know 8 years ago to start talking about this? Because I read their own battle plans. I read their own research papers. This is what they're engineering. This is what they're setting up. They're going to bring in their world government on the back of this. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.